Jeremy and I travelled down to North Carolina and spent a week with him and his partner Jane. And it was pretty obvious from the get-go that he was just an amazing, intelligent, articulate, passionate man. And he's a musician, a folk dancer, he's a psychiatrist. He's just fascinating. And he just, from the moment we walked in his door, it was off to radiation, then a home funeral study class, then to visit his casket where he gets inside and does a dance on top of it. He was just, I think we knew straight away that this man was who we wanted to make the film about.
I'd like to use whatever time I have left to help set a pattern in our community of going back to really traditional and natural ways of handling our dead.
It was one night, maybe 2 weeks after we'd met him on our second visit, where he said to us, "I'm fighting to beat this cancer, and I hope to make it through, but if I don't, I want you both to be here following my entire journey through to the end, and I want you to film my home funeral and my green burial." And that was a huge honor for us and something that we took very seriously.
You mentioned the scene in which he is sort of basically trying out his casket or his coffin that a friend has made, I believe, to see if he fits in it. And he's really jovial and kind of spirited. It was really kind of jarring how jovial that scene was. And I imagine that a lot of viewers have that response.
Right. And the thing is, we have that at the very beginning of the film as sort of an introduction to sort of Clark's mentality. Even in the face of death, he's showing all this joy in life and just kind of the personality that he was, that little kid comes out and he wants to do a folk dance on top of his casket.
Yeah, and that scene kind of does a few things. We see Clark's personality, and we also sort of see this idea of confronting death. And we sort of see that again and again throughout the film. At one point, Joe Sihe, the founder of the Green Burial Council, says something remarkable, that green burial allows us to befriend death in a way that has not been possible for some time. And to me, that was a really compelling choice of word, befriend.
I think the green burial movement, I think hospice care, I think home funerals, all of these different elements are changing that conversation and bringing it more to the forefront. People having a way to talk about death that gets away from how we've conventionally thought of it, which is that only at the end of life and only about arrangements and only about the things that are really icky that people don't want to talk about, and the stuff that becomes burdensome, and not sort of what your death could mean. And that's really what's beautiful about green burial, is that it takes it back to that priority of what is your sort of last statement in life.
It sounds as if you came to this film as, at least to some extent, fans of green burial. But how did actually making the film A Will for the Woods change you?
Yeah, it's sort of, it's interesting. Like, you feel like you could handle this. And I think about it with my own family, my parents or something. It's like, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, I think for me, what really changed me was the feeling of being so present in moments of death and moments of dying, and helping to sort of reconceptualize the things that are valuable and meaningful in life. That's what was so powerful about being around Clark all the time, was that you could sense that he was striving for what was meaningful, whether it was just being with friends or folk dancing, even though he could, you know, barely had the energy and just had radiation. And it brought home the significance of realizing that, yes, your life is finite, and you should take advantage of it as much as possible.